How you doing, man?
Hey, nice to meet
Darren,
you,
Darren, KK Corey, A6.
Oh, yeah. We'll walk over here and take a quick look at it. They're actually, we're going to have to take off in a minute, I think. It's called the UH-60 Blackhawk.
Blackhawk?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's a utility helicopter primarily used for inserting troops and carrying equipment, and then it's also used for medevac purposes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We are...
Okay.
That's the.
All right, so that's the floor. That's the.
Right.
Normally there'd be seats where your hand is right now, and we that's where the,
the
troops would seat. Yep.
Bolts. You feel bolt them down.
Right there.
Yes.
That's to where we put the seats. You could easily pull them out, and put them in though.
Wow.
So right now it's empty to be able to put equipment in, and also we're doing a mission later today, a paradrop mission. So where the. Where they'll jump out and parachute out of here. So this is configured.
You guys are going to do it here?
No, we're not. There's going to be down in Americus.
Oh.
Americus, Georgia.
Oh,
that's where we'll be doing it. So this is configured for that as well.
Wow. So you have a nice open flight deck or whatever here.
Yep.
And...
yep. So we can fit 11 people in seats, 11 troops in the seats in the back. Then you have two pilots up front and then two crew chiefs that are just behind the pilots.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible.
Reach up above you, Darren.
There's the top of it?
Yep,
yeah.
Just right
just
above
your
hand.
Above
is
your
where the engine, the number.
Is that where the rotor is? Yeah, the base?
No, go on up.
About 5 feet
above
it's
way
your
up
hands
there.
At, so where the rotor blade system is at.
But there's this big, huge, round thing right above your hand.
Yeah. I've always wondered if you have to duck when you get in these things because...
Now, if you come from the front, right off the nose of the aircraft is where the rotor blade comes at its lowest.
Oh, wow.
So it's best to enter on the sides
on the
of
side.
Either the 3 or 9 o'clock is the best place to come in. Otherwise, it does get kind of low. It's still about, 8 feet or so. It's static if it's not moving.
I bet the rotor wash is incredible.
It's pretty powerful.
So are you a pilot or are you?
I am a pilot.
So you flew this thing in? Huh?
I did not fly it in.
Oh, okay.
Our commander and one of our other pilots flew it in.
Wow, very cool.
Now this is Travis Holmes, U.S. Army, and I don't know what your rank is.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Awesome. Awesome, man.
So you do like cam radio stuff? Is that what?
Yes, sir. Cherokee County Aries and Cherokee Amateur Radio Society, and they haven't let me deploy yet, but I have passed messages before, and we do like a lot of nets and tornado. We were all over the tornadoes and stuff Monday and everything, so we try to do what we can.
Good stuff.
We have Amateur Radio Emergency Services Aries.
Yes.
We do a lot of work with Aries.
Okay.
A lot.
Pretty cool.
You want to walk up toward the cockpit?
Is it cool?
Yeah, sure.
Turn around, and...
You want to stop right here. If you feel this opening right here, kind of go out and up.
Oh, yeah.
That's the gunner's window.
So, oh, no kidding. That's...
Yeah. So that's where our crew chiefs sit, and that's where, when we're deployed, we'll have a gun right where your hand's
just
at.
Just propping it here and shooting out of the...
That's right.
That's where it mounts, I guess?
Nader, we have him leave to go take it back. Okay. So real quick, if you want to
step
out.
Yeah, real quick.
I don't
want to the cockpit.
Let you guys... Hold you guys up.
Just watch your left leg. There's a little step.
Let's see. Where am I going?
There you go. So if you feel it here, this is the seat right here.
Yep. The pilot, right. Your pilot chair.
This is the, if you put your hand up here, this is the cyclic.
Wow.
So
cool.
That's what's giving you directional control.
Right.
For the most part. It's kind of like a stick in an airplane. In the most basic
of
terms.
Yeah.
All right. So if you reach up here, these are like the instruments right here. So that tells you...
LCD panels, gauges?
No, they're not LCDs. They're just regular steam gauges. It's your...
they are? Okay.
Yep, your compass and your...
Altimeter
and attitude indicator and all that.
Gotcha.
That there is used for instruments. It'll give you some process information.
Yeah. I'm being careful. I don't want to move anything.
Yeah, that's a clock. And just above it is...
That's cool.
That right there is what tells you your RPM, your rotor speed, and your torque. Just your engine instruments.
Very cool.
Lets us monitor the systems while we're flying and make sure everything's working properly.
And you've got toggle switches up here and stuff?
Yeah, that's actually the master warning panel. So
if
there's anything that breaks, it'll flash a warning at us and let us know we need to look at something and figure out what's going on.
Wow. Very cool, man.
It is cool.